Is the ego a friend or a foe? Let's look. Can the much maligned ego be the answer to your prayers? Praying to get unstuck. Ego is a strong driving force. If it is encouraged to be so. It is also a strong anchoring force. Its energy signature is a triangle sitting on its side. It works a lot like a ballast or flywheel. It is hard to make it move, but when it gets up to speed, it will take you where you are heading. If it is a good place, great. If it is a bad place, you need a way to slow that ego down. Either way, you need to develop a good relationship with the ego. And master the art of enrollment, a communication move. As an aside, a little personal experience with the ego. For the past month or two or three, I have been feeling manipulated by something, and I don't like it. I am literally taken to places, mental and emotional places, where I can't avoid seeing something that I would normally not see. Today I caught the ego bristling. And telling me that if it is my result, then it is not good. And even though I signed up to do this work for Source, for the light, I often still feeling resentful. It's ridiculous, but it's real. The ego wants you to call all the shot, to not have any doubt that the results come from you. This is one of the moments or situation when asking the ego's permission, the ego's support. So it doesn't block what needs to be seen, what needs to be done. You feel the ego in the middle of your chest, or when it is very resistant, in your throat. Like I am feeling it now. Like any communication, if you want to produce the result you want, you need to know how to communicate. You need to know how to get when your request is accepted, how to know when the other has aligned with what you want. It's not easy. Communication is an art, and I am going to teach it in the communication workshop starting in July. But what is the issue with the ego? We could safely say that the energy of the ego is the same as the energy of the selfish gene. The selfish gene wants you win the survival game, and it is for stability and winning. It is not into changing, it is not into growing. Because both can work against stability, at least temporarily. In order to move, you need to stand on one foot. And that is not stable. So the ego resists you when you want to grow. The soul, on the other hand, is all about changing, all about the soul correction, all about you becoming all you can become. So the ego and the soul are at cross purposes. In the ideal situation of an individual, the soul and the ego combine into a wheel. But for that, their energies need to match. It is a mighty rare occurrence. You are not your ego. You are not your soul. Instead, you are a third energy, and if you are comfortable, if you can see that it is bearable to remain how you are, you won't use the energy of either the ego nor the soul. And you won't change, you won't move. You'll remain how you rendered yourself to be in an early incident when things weren't going well. In that early incident, you make far-reaching decisions about yourself, about life, about others. That decision is about the most important things in life, what you'll get and what you'll give. And the relationship between the two. Attention, care, sustenance, love, or what you want. And your dominant attitude in life is born in that incident and in the decision that you make there. I can get away with anything and they will still come back for me. I don't want to do what I need to do to get what I want. If I just resist what others want, I get everything. I am not wanted, therefore I have to work for everything. I can't get what I want because someone will take it away. To get what I want, I have to use guile, or force, or coercion, or lying. If I pretend to be weak, I get what I want. Unless someone protects me, I can never be safe and peaceful. You see, these are all sentences from the selfish gene. If that sentence allows you to have what you want enough to survive, you won't want to rock the boat. You may have dreams of a higher level life, you may fantasize about being more, having more, but if you don't have to change, you won't. I was lucky, in a way. I couldn't feel that I can survive unchanged. So I used the ego, and I used the soul. And I used their energy to help me move from misery, to where I can love myself and can love my life. 70% of the time. Did you think it is realistic to love yourself and love your life 100% of the time? If yes, it is part of your original decision and you won't be willing to do anything for it, or not really. Maybe sporadically, but not consistently. They have the power. It could be said that for personal growth it is possible to look to the business world for models that could best apply to a person's situation and growth. Just like a person, the moment a business stops growing it is dying. Just like a person, a business has a strong suit, a core competency, and just like a person, a business can only get things through other people. One of the models is the flywheel model. In this model, a person/business has one activity or one idea that drives everything. The Amazon Flywheel or Amazon Virtuous Cycle is a strategy that leverages customer experience to drive traffic to the platform and third-party sellers. That improves the selections of goods, and Amazon further improves its cost structure so it can decrease prices, which spins the flywheel. You can pick as the flywheel almost any attractive to the customer slash world activity, feature, mindset, skill, advantage. The most important characteristic of a flywheel is that you need to be consistent with it. If you are not, you are the business crashes. If you don't know what is your flywheel, or potential flywheel, it is not easy to see it. Especially because it is mostly in your blind spot. Because you take it for granted. But unless you can put the ego's mind at ease, it won't lend you its energy, its flywheel energy. So what is the secret? You need to align the ego's self-interest in your self-interest. Interestingly, Musseltist says that ego doesn't want desire to receive for the self alone. Because it is not an evolutionary stable strategy. It's surprising, because common opinion is that ego makes people self-interested, selfish bastards. Musseltist through source says, that is no the truth. Last night I read a whole book. It had the most frightening villain ever, a woman. She worshipped money, and considered everything and everyone something and someone to use to get more. It's not ego, it is evil that motivates her. Ego wants you to desire to receive for the sake of sharing. Because your life ultimately depends on other people. So ultimately the soul's desire and the ego's desire match to a large degree. But ego won't help you, won't lend you motive power unless you are ready and willing to do your soul correction. AKA the removing the desire to receive for the self alone, using people, lording over people, taking from people. Start earning your light. Ultimately letting go of entitlement of any kind. This is largely brand new knowledge. So the 2012-13 webinars don't always explain the whole picture, and yet they may be useful. I will work on working with the ego, your motive powerfully in the communication workshop. That isn't on the calendar other than it will start in July. If you are not in the communication group, I won't even let you know about it. For now, you can get the ego webinars. Here is a link to one. Where you energize your ego, so it can give you even more motive power. If you can't reliably connect to source, you can use my audios in the self-healing course and use it to energize the ego and the soul with the energy through the audios. But no matter how much energy your soul or ego has, if you yourself don't have a direction to move, if you don't have an activity that you can call your hedgehog strength, mine is writing articles and emails, then you need to work on those. And if you don't want to give up your current way of being, desire to receive for the self alone at others' expense, do yourself a favor and go away. Here is the Talking to the Ego webinar recording you can get for $10. Talk to the ego to get its support.